We back. Season 2.
Episode 13.
Yeah. You know, we had to change it up a little bit. We getting up there.
Yeah, in the numbers.
What's good, y'all? How y'all doing?
How was y'all turkey day?
How was Thanksgiving?
I had an amazing Thanksgiving. How was yours?
My dysfunctional ass family. It was cool. Everybody behaved.
Everybody behaved?
Yeah, I guess because we ain't see each other in like 2 years because of the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, everybody behaved.
They was on their best behavior.
Mama's side.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mama's side.
His family. Mama make a good plate, too. Yo. Shout out to Mama Love.
Mama's nuts.
What is your favorite dish for Thanksgiving?
Shit, my mother could make the shit out of some oxtails. Oh my God. And the baked mac and cheese. Oh my God. I could have baked mac and cheese every day and oxtails.
I just like the overall the food, because I've been on some, like, I just been trying to be like mad healthy now. So I've been doing a lot of salads and chicken and
kale chips
and just fish and stuff. Yeah. So I was just, everything was good to me. I was just happy to just be. Okay. I put a few pounds on. Yeah, I put a few pounds, but it's
you
good
let
weight.
Yourself eat?
Yeah, I let myself eat.
I feel like you got an OD on Thanksgiving because nobody cooks that much. It's crazy. I wish I ate more. You ever like went home, or you ever went to something like, damn, I wish I carried a doggy bag home, or wish you ate more?
You didn't? I brought mad plates home. I brought mad, what? That's what I was eating the whole week. I had like, plates were stacked to the ceiling in my fridge. Word.
This was my first year living alone, so I really didn't even get to, like, I spent the night at my mom's house, I'm not gonna lie. On Thanksgiving, I stayed there. And I invited my friends, and then I took some down to my friend that lived downstairs in my mom's building. Yo, we had no leftovers. I hate you guys. Like, I didn't even have anything to take home. My mother was like, you could have took home the turkey.
No.
You ain't want no turkey.
That shit dry.
Unless it's fried. You know, fried
turkey. Have you ever had deep fried turkey?
Deep
fried turkey is the best thing in the world. Like, real southern deep. Like, my grandfather was from the south. Like, real, my great-grandpa. Deep fried southern turkey. Ooh.
They heard people say it makes regular turkey seem.
It tastes like fried chicken. It tastes better than fried chicken. If it's done the right way.
Better than fried. What's better?
Fried chicken, the deep fried turkey. I'm telling you, just the way that, I don't know, the way the seasoning sit on that meat and they let it marinate overnight, and then when it hit the fryer, oof, it tastes so good. I'm not gonna lie. Ooh. But he died last year, so we ain't had it this year. Damn. He lived a long life. He good. Shout out to you, Pop. That's my great grandfather. He good.
How old was he?
92 or 91.
My grandfather's 93 or 94.
Yeah. God is good. Yeah. When you have longevity in your family, that means that
ain't Chinese live too. Long. You know, Chinese people be living.
They take care of themselves.
Nah, I never heard of a Chinese funeral before.
And then right,
never seen a Chinese funeral. Or heard.
Chinese people don't die.
Where they live? That's crazy.
They just reincarnate.
Pretty much.
That's crazy.
And they always exercising outside. You know they.
Yo, they mad old.
You don't see them downstairs.
Yeah,
in shape.
You want back? Take your back.
But yeah, he lived. He's crazy. He's still going. He actually looks like 70. It's weird.
Yo, I've seen you post a picture, the one you went to see in Florida.
Yeah.
He looks just like you, too. Yeah. That's crazy.
China man. Shout out to you, man.
Big man.
But yeah, so, you know, we switched it up today. Or did we switch it up? What are we drinking? We usually drink, you know, some liquor, Florida, but dog. I think we taking a little time out.
Health, yeah.
With spinal cord injuries, it's important to drink a lot
health
of water.
Health is wealth, baby.
Because it's like every
clean
time
that bladder out.
Every time you touch water, it's like UTI.
Ain't none of that today.
So we try to switch it up. We drinking good old agua.
Nice and calm.
We promote healthy shit, right?
Yeah.
It's just okay to drink water. We don't got to drink wine all the time. We don't get drunk all the time. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
What's good, bro? What we toasted to? Even though it's agua, we still could get, you know.
Yeah.
So what's your mind this week?
This week, I want to talk to, like, I don't know. I see a lot of us out there, like, just being scared to try new stuff, right? So, me, it's just, like, breaking out of your comfort zone. Okay. I want to try to, like, that's what I want to talk about. People just breaking out of your comfort zone. And to me, the main thing is be, like, your friends. A lot of times, your friends can hold you back. So, like, because sometimes, like, we have those friends who just want to do the same stuff all the time. They don't want to try anything new. And so when you mention something to them, it's just like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. But it's like, but you really have dreams and aspirations. You want to do something else. So, and to me, like, your friend, if you only hang around people that look like you and just dress like you and from where you grew up and stuff like that, how she grow. Like, there's no growth in that, right? So it's like, and you deprive yourself of information, and that's how, you get what I'm saying? Like, so that's why I just, for me, I talk to, hey, what's up, how you doing? Like, I'm just mad friendly, I don't care. I just go out there and meet, mingle and meet people, you know? So that's my thing. I don't know, just break out of your comfort zone, and I feel like that'll get you to just try new things. It'll make you way more courageous, and you'll just be, you just want to just do new stuff, you get what I'm saying? And that's what you need to do in order to just, you know, become the best version of you. That's what I feel like, so.
Was you always like that? What
nah,
did you,
hell no, I wasn't like that.
Do to get to that level and get out your, break your shell?
Took for a nigga to lose his legs. Took for a nigga to go through a whole disability to start wanting to try new things crazy. And just not caring and just like really living his life out to the fullest and just, you know, so that would be my advice this week, to just try to break out of your comfort zone. Do something new. I don't care what it is. It could be the smallest thing, like so small, but it'll get you, it's like a snowball effect, and it'll just get you to try more things. And you get what I'm saying? Like, I do little stuff, like I just buy concert tickets. I go by myself now. You get what I'm saying?
I'll be out instead of
waiting for someone to, you get what I'm saying? I'm not waiting for anyone to have fun. I'm not.
Alone?
I go, I bought, like the last three times I went alone. I bought tickets for two, but it's like, you know, now with the COVID and everything, a lot of people aren't vaccinated and stuff like that. So it's hard to actually get in. So most times I'm hitting people up like, hey, you want to come in? Like, oh, I'm not vaccinated. And the Barclays and the Madison Square Garden, they're not letting anyone in unless you're vaccinated, right? So it's like, I'm just to the point, I'm like, fuck it, and I just go by myself. Like, so and I have that, mad fun though. Like,
how's that experience? Like, you feel like you have more fun when you go with people or by yourself?
It's like, it depends. It depends on the person. The person have to actually like what you like. You know what I'm saying? If I take them to the concert, and that's the thing, I'd rather go by myself instead of going with like someone who, and I don't know if they like the artist or whatever. That yeah, like the vibe is, if they just sitting there like. And then you look at them, they fake smile like they enjoy it. It's like, bitch, I paid mad money for these tickets. These tickets ain't.
You better listen to Mary.
Like, yeah, yo. And they just sitting there like, it's like, and I'm just like, yo, I'm turned up, man, happy because this, I want to be here. You get what I'm saying? So that's how I am at my, I done went to like two comedy shows and like three concerts. I took my kids to one, so that's the only one I actually went with someone. Oh, and my friend Bat, we went to the Meek Mill concert. And me and the kids, we went to Lil Durk and Lil Baby concert. But the other times, those two comedy shows, and when I tell you I was laughing in there so hard, people were looking at this nigga's crazy. I'm in there screaming, dying like by myself too. Like, but I had a ball, dude.
Point like, is like, people don't even know how to enjoy their own company, and sometimes it's great.
Yo, that's what it really is. Out and
I get that.
It? So you're saying
just get out.
Just get out. Get out there, dude. Get out and do something. Yeah, do something, you know.
Cheers to that. Cheers to that, bro.
So yeah, that's it.
We drinking it like we so alcoholic. I'm drinking it like it's water, wine. Dog. I'm thinking it's wine. I'm so used to it's wine and shit.
Now see the difference between wine and water. Water run through you a little bit quicker sometimes. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. I just had a whole bottle before we got upstairs.
Word. So yeah, that's what's up. I really agree with that. I feel like you gotta get uncomfortable to be comfortable in certain situations.
And, and you get as far as the motherfucker you talk to for no reason. So if you're just talking to a bunch of people that don't want to go nowhere, they just be the same people that's doing the same shit, and it's like, especially if it's somebody older than you, and it's like, what can you really teach me if we do it? You know what I mean? Like, we doing this, you doing the same shit for the last my whole life that I've been seeing you in this corner. What are you about to preach to me? Nothing that I'm gonna listen to, because I can't trust you. You can't trust yourself with that information.
Okay. With that being said, let's get to the topic French facts of the week. So, what is the French facts of the week? What's been on your mind this week?
So, this week, I want to talk about the importance of not having too much casual sex. Because I feel like this generation has normalized casual sex. There's not only STDs, which are sexually transmitted diseases. There are also spiritually transmitted diseases. Allison, shout out to you for giving me this idea, because she spoke about it yesterday. It's one of my friends. And you know me. That's, you know, we all have those friends where we could talk about things spiritually with. And that's one of those people. So she came over this weekend. We spoke about it. And it's just like, we haven't really been having sex like that. And it's like, because I'm the type of person, like me personally, I have to have like a mental connection with you in order for me to want to have sex with you. You know what I mean? Like, I've grown. From when I was younger, it used to just be like, all right, he look good, I look good, we gonna do this. Yeah. But now it's like, nah, it gotta be something more than just me being attractive, because there's a billion attractive people in the world. And then it's like, you don't know everybody's energy that you're laying down with, because when you get that energy, you ever had sex with somebody and then they just had a bunch of things on them. And it's not even like physical things, like spiritual things. Like their energy was low or they tired or they lazy. Next thing you know, you feeling tired. You feeling lazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever problems they had, you're sitting there thinking about because you're trying to fix them or you're trying to think. Then you start thinking about, oh, damn, how can I help them with this? Because it's like you can't help yourself no more because now you're fighting their demons for them. Sex is more than just a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. And a lot of people don't take the seriousness of it. So when you lay down with multiple people, imagine all those energies that you're carrying on. We go to the doctor and we could get tested for an STD to see what we have, but you can't get tested mentally. You can't get tested to see those demons.
Yeah, it's depressed. Yeah, because you had slept with a demon.
And then you wonder why you're so depressed. I have so many friends, and I don't judge anybody for what they do. They like to have sex, and they do them. And then it's like, what is the point in having that? Like, why do you feel like you need that much sex? It's because something there is not clicking in your life.
You're lacking, yeah.
You can be, if I'm broke, I don't want to have sex. If I don't feel good, I don't want to have sex. I'm not no freaky bum. It's a lot of freaky bums out there. Y'all have nothing to do. It's just like, oh, I'm bored, so let me go have sex.
No, for real.
Oh, I'm broke, let me go have sex. Yeah. Oh, I'm sad, let me go have sex. Oh, I'm mad, let me go have sex.
Running away from something.
It's an addiction, and I do understand some people do like have alcoholism. Sex addictions, but if you're not trying to do anything about it, then you are your own problem. And I just feel like our generation especially normalized casual sex.
Yeah.
Like even people that are married, they go out and they have casual sex and then they come back home and then lay up with their wives. So now you're laying up with your wife who's been home taking care of your kids all day, and then you're bringing her back whatever energy that prostitute you just laid with had, that stripper you just laid with had. And then you don't know who these people are laying with either, because you could just be having sex with that one person, but that person could be having sex with Tom, Dick, and Harry. You know what I mean? And now you got all of them dicks on you. If people don't think about it like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I literally,
I'm big on energy, like, and it's a soul tie, and that's just not, yo, I remember this one time, me and this girl, she bagged me, we was in Times Square. Long story short, we start messing with each other like a month later, you know, we having sex or whatever. And she was the weirdest, she was just mad crazy, bro. I think I told you about it, remember? And long story short, like, after like we stopped talking to each other, no lie, for like a good 6 weeks, I was just like mentally, I was just in a
I was fucked up.
Yeah, mentally, I was never that depressed. Like ever, even when I was going through this, I was just mentally fucking mean. But and then I'm just realizing like that girl, she was really fucking crazy. I couldn't figure it out. Yeah, I look back on it. Yeah, it was definitely.
See, a lot of us, we have both our eyes open, but we have our third eye closed. If you have your third eye closed, you will never see what's really going on around you. You will never really understand. Like there's so much wickedness going on, and there's a lot of good out there too. Because sometimes we tend to focus more on the bad than the good. A lot of us, if we say that we're woke. And when I feel like when people have to say that they're woke, you're really still sleeping, because woke people don't say that they're woke. You know what I mean? And we all have learning to do. Like, as long as I live, I have to learn. I have to grow. Like, I'm never going to stop growing. I never want to stop growing. But I have a friend, and she's going through a tough time right now, and the guy she's laying with is going through a tough time too. So it's like she'll be good 1 week, and then she'll go back and lay down with him, and then it'll pull her back down. You understand what I'm saying? And then she'll come back to me, and then she'll talk to me about it. And it's like, yo, I'm so protective of my energy now because I have to raise my child, that I literally tell people, like, look, if you're not trying to change or do something about this, I really can't hear it right now. You know what I mean? Because I'm on a whole nother level in my mindset. Just the way things have advanced for me within a year, like I started modeling, got my own place, and me and my son are doing
so many good things are happening.
I don't want to focus on the bad things. My biggest problem isn't a nigga. My biggest problem is how I'm gonna get $1 billion in a minute. You know what I mean? Like these are the things that I'm thinking of right now. So when I see my friends going through these things because of the people that they choose to lay with, it's like, damn. I understand, like, this person might be having those demons, but you also have to take accountability when you choose to lay with these people. Everything is a choice. Unless you're being raped, that's not a choice. But if you're not being raped, then you are choosing to lay down with this person, and you're choosing to keep receiving their demons. Because you could go pray on it, get cleansed, ask God to forgive you, repent, or whatever the case may be. But then when you go back and do the same thing, the same shit gonna happen. And heal yourselves. Like, take some time just to keep your legs closed and your eyes open. You will see so much differently. Like, I honestly, like, sex is amazing. I love sex. I really enjoy having it. But I would rather have it with one person that I could fully trust rather than sitting there laying down with someone and then I don't know who the hell else they're screwing and then I got their energies on me, too.
I think it goes down to like self work. Like, so a lot of people are just comfortable with the environment and the person who they just with, right? So they feel like this is the only person, you know, I can carry this
that they're
on.
Worth.
And that's it's pretty much what they're worth, right? And like as I get older, like I kind of learned that like you just don't, everybody shouldn't be accessible to you in that way sometimes, right? And I don't know, you call me boozy dick or whatever, I don't care, but yeah. At the end of the day, it's like, yo, you just, I don't, you don't deserve this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't deserve this. Like, why? If you, because what's the next from, what's stopping you from sleeping with the next nigga or the next dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not, you see what I'm saying? You could be, you gotta treat, I try to now, and I heard somebody say this, but not to the point how I'm about to say, it's like, you gotta think kind of like Jeff Bezos and a billionaire, like you can't bust in everything, right?
Because they don't want to get your money.
Exactly, right? So, but not just money. Now they getting some of your soul and everything like that. So
your energy. And
I mean, I think that's what you touched on is very, very important.
I'm glad you touched on that.
And people, you know, like I said, people that becomes draining when you sleep with the wrong people, and it just becomes sex. That's it. Yeah. Y'all don't even have a relationship. It's just sex.
Nothing else. That's it.
So to close off on the French facts, basically what I'm saying is, you know, if you're married and you got your relationship and you got your man, do you. That's your man and you trust them.
Bust it open for him.
But either way, just because you're married and you have a man don't mean that they not outside doing them. Don't mean your wife, because women cheat too. Don't mean your wife not out there doing her. Just be careful with who you choose to lay down with. Look more than just physical. Look at the spiritual. Ask them questions. Mm-hmm. Like, where do they see themselves going? Even if you don't want to be with that person, ask them these questions. Go and get tested together. Mm-hmm. And then really test their mental. Don't just sleep and lay down with anybody, because a lot of people are fighting demons. We're all fighting our own demons. Right. But I don't want to take on yours.
So that's the French facts of the week. I like that one. That was good.
Me too. Yeah, I like that one. There's way too much casual sex going on.
I actually planned this one out. That's why. I didn't wing it.
But anyway, so this topic is going to be very, I guess we wanted to get intimate with the community and the same community, you know, because a lot of times they see us very strong and very independent and like, oh my gosh, these people are like superheroes. They don't, nothing's wrong with them. Like, we up here smiling all the time, which is genuine, but we do have bad days, right? So we thought about a question, right? And the question was...
No, wait. We got to give credit where it's due. Jesse came up with this question, and it's a beautiful one.
So. All right. So, and the question was like, what would you do if you had the chance to walk right now again, right? If God was like this, you can walk tomorrow. How would you feel? What would you do? And what kind of emotions would go through you? Would you... You know what I'm saying?
This is your question. You start.
Yeah. I'm tired.
You gotta go.
I bet that's
heaven.
You gotta go first.
All right.
This is you.
But, because I think we kind of touched on this before, and I know Frenchie was like, I could live the rest of my life. It's okay. Like, you was saying that if you got healed tomorrow, it's a great. But you saying that if you could live in the chair, it's not gonna bother you still. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Me personally, I don't know. Like, I feel like, if there's a kill tomorrow, I'm getting that shit, right? I'll be the first person in line. Like, I want to play kickball, soccer. So, like
you would let them experiment on you.
What? Yeah. Fucking take my spine apart. Because even though I heal with this shit good, I handle this shit good, I'm fine. Like I said, just like you, I feel like, you know, I could go the rest of my life in this chair and I'll be fine. It's the other shit. The chair bothers me. It's the other shit involved with it. But I feel like, if a cure come out tomorrow, and I feel like, me personally, I feel like 15 years from now, I think nobody's really going to be in wheelchairs, like, with the stem cell.
Good God Almighty.
With all the advances they're making, and something Elon Musk is making something called Neuralink, where it's connected to your brain, and he always puts forward those type of projects. Crazy. But I feel like the emotions, I feel like since we bear this so well, and I feel like there's nothing I would not be able to do. Like, I feel like, I feel like I do a lot of shit in this position, and I feel like I'm so powerful. So it's like, it'll be very dangerous if God would be able to make me get back on my feet tomorrow.
Because you're so very mentally strong.
Mentally sharp.
Sharp now.
But I can say that this could be a question after. Like, I don't know if I would take away a lot of the experience that I learned from being in the chair, though. Because this shit taught me some shit.
So basically,
I don't think,
what you're saying
know.
Is you wouldn't mind walking again, but you wouldn't take away the experience. You don't know if you would take away the experience that you had from being in it.
Yeah.
So you would still get shot. So this is my question.
I know about
for
the
you.
Question you're about to ask. That's a good one. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
So the question is, if you had to go back.
Yeah, that's hard.
And you had the option for this never to happen again, would you choose that? Or would you choose to go
there? That shit is so hard. I knew you was going to go there. That shit is... And that's it's crazy how we could talk about this now. But like,
yeah.
That's tough.
That's tough because the lessons this shit taught you is just like you
priceless. Yeah,
this shit taught me some type of strength that I didn't even think is possible. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, I don't know, man. That's it's like walking or like you grown as a person. Like you gotta
yes or no.
I'll take walking though.
You would take walking?
Cause I feel like I was always on a path for you know what I mean, who I was gonna be.
It's an opportunity.
I'll take walking bound. I'll take walking for 800. Like Jeopardy, I'll take walking for 800, please. You know what I'm saying? It's very close though, because like I said, I feel like this shit taught me some like, man, I don't know. This shit taught me some shit where it's like I don't think if you not living in it. And it's not just being in a wheelchair, right? To overcome this shit we did. Like, because people are disabled. Don't get me wrong. There's people disabled and just living their everyday life and just not trying to maximize their potential. But to maximize your potential in this situation is a lot fucking harder.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Those lessons, those barriers to break down, I don't know.
You said no already.
Because I feel like I was becoming the band I was supposed to come no matter what.
I hate this nigga.
Like, you
know what I mean? You're in the NBA by now.
Leave, catch a football, you know what I'm saying? What about you? I don't know. That is a hard one. That's hard. Like, because you take away, it's hard. That's
honestly hard. I already know my answer. Like, the way it happened was terrible, but I'm from South Jamaica. Like, anybody that knows, like, it gets really treacherous out there. Even though people think Queens is so sweet, things happen. And then when you know, I can't even lie, I came from a good home, good family and stuff like that. I chose the streets. Like, I didn't have to be out there. Like, my mama loved me, my daddy loved me. I can call them both right now. But I wanted to be outside. That was just my thing. So I feel like me personally, I had to learn these lessons through the cheat. Even though I would have been great regardless, as I was always smart and doing what I had to do, but something else worse stuff could have happened. I could have been pregnant way early, you know, like stuff like that. I could have been pregnant way early. I could have got locked up like most of my friends did. Yeah, a lot of my homegirls went to jail and free the ones that's still there. But like, it could have been me. And I feel like me personally, I know for a fact I wouldn't have had this. I probably would have had a child, but not the same exact child that I've had. So that's definitely a no for me. Like, I would take the wheelchair and I would jump at a chance to walk again. Like, I would jump at it. Like, I just wouldn't jump at it as soon as Jesse. Like, I wouldn't let them experiment on me. I would let them experiment on Jesse. And then if everything,
walking backwards.
And if everything works out, yeah, he gonna walk mad dyslexic like
first nigga.
Why you moonwalking? First nigga.
Like, what? Guinea pig ass.
But if everything works out properly, after I see a couple people, you know, get it, then I wouldn't mind, honestly. But I've never been big on surgery because I always say God is my first doctor and my final physician. So I leave with my faith in God. I don't really put my trust in doctors because there's been so many doctors that's told me, oh, you'll never be able to do this. You'll never be able to do that. So I can't put my faith in another human being when it comes to my livelihood. You know, it's like, I can't do it because I had the choice to get the surgery first to remove the bullet out of my back. And I said, I wanted it. I really did. But the doctors were always, they were like, oh no, you can just leave it there. So I fell back from it. Cause if you don't even trust yourself, cause a real doctor, you about to get bread to take this out of my back, but you don't trust yourself to take it out. So why would I sit there and let you do that? You know what I mean? So personally, and then my baby, and then, you know, he's going to be even stronger for it because the way he is already, he's too,
different type of
he's
child.
So smart. He's so helpful and he's just so encouraging. Like, and then when he sees disabled people, he doesn't look at them any differently. He's very kind hearted. You know what I mean? And the way that I feel like this is what I was supposed to do, but I would not. I would, if I could have a choice, I wouldn't. I would take away the UTIs, pressure sores and constant spasms and stuff like that.
If how would you feel though? Say if you would have get the chance to walk small. How would you feel? Like, what?
I'm running everywhere. I'm running everywhere. I'm not taking a bus. I don't need a ride. You're going to see me running. I'll run to Soho.
Just walk.
From Queens. It's just, I've been sitting down so long, I will be ready. And then it's now also, I would jump at the chance because I have a child. You know what I mean? I would take the wheelchair so I could have my same child, but I would also want to walk just so I could have a child. So to get vulnerable with you guys for a second, we went to Kalahari. I take my child everywhere. I like to go and do different things with him. And we went to Kalahari. For the most part, most of the rides, you know, they're not really accessible, but I know, you know how we are. We're handy capable, so we make shit happen. But it was just this one ride. Like, it was this one thing that I couldn't go because it was stairs. And my brother had to take him. And I'm grateful that my brother was able to take him. They didn't mind or nothing like that. But there's certain things you want to experience with your child by yourself. Yeah. So I literally broke down in the middle of Kalahari. Like, just started pouring down crying because it's like, you feel, that was the first time I actually felt crippled. Because it's like, I couldn't do that with my child, you know? And it hurt me. And then people were just looking, and they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine, or whatever. They're probably thinking I'm crying because I can't get on myself. But it's like, no, it's my baby, you know? And, you know, he's like, mommy, when he came back down, mommy, the slide, so fun, so fun. And I'm like, I'm glad you had fun, baby. But it's like, I always was an active person. I like to go and do these things. I was very physically fit. I've been physically fit my whole life. Like, I came out the womb with a six pack, I swear. But like, it just was so upsetting because it's like certain things that I want to do with him, I know that I can't. Like, I can't experience the beach with him the way I would like. I don't even go to the beach like that no more. I'm not really into it. And I used to love the beach. And just different things like that, and like climbing mountains and stuff, like, you know, certain shit. Like, there's some countries like the Maldives, like Greece and stuff, like they have some parts that's accessible, but it's a lot of parts that aren't. And those are the things that I probably would jump at to walk for, because I want to travel. I'm gonna travel, but I want to travel just regularly. Like, you don't want to have to call to make sure this is accessible or this and that. And then when the elevator breaks down, and me and my son got stuck in the elevator before, and then they had to carry both of us out, it's a lot, you know. It comes with a lot. So if I could walk again, I really would.
And what you asked me, would you take that experience? If, say, you would have the chance, the same thing you asked me, if you would walk, if this never happened, or you would be able to
I would take the wheelchair again and again. That's the only reason I had my son. Yeah. I met his father on a Cesarod. I would have never been on a Cesarod. You know what I mean? Pretty, like, I would have never probably been living in Brooklyn. My mom, you know, she was at the hospital with me every day, so she lost her job. And, you know, she went through depression from it. So a lot of things changed from our lives, you know. And if I could take away the hurt that everybody felt, you know, from seeing me like this, like my parents and my loved ones, then I would. But at the same time, it helped me grow as a person. It helped me become mentally. Like, I feel like my third eye is so far open. Like, I can see past a lot of bullshit. A lot of stuff that I used to think is fun is not even interesting anymore. Yeah. I lost a lot of friends, like, that got killed from where I'm from, you know. So I think about it and I'm like, God, you know, you picked me to still be here, so I'm worthy of this. I lost my little cousin. She got shot in her head on a bus 2 years after I got shot. So a lot of things happen, and it's like, if they could choose the wheelchair, they would. So who am I to complain about it? You know what I mean? Like, I would choose the wheelchair because I still get to live.
So we got, I wouldn't choose it, you would choose it. Now what about you?
We talking, what, next month it'd be 19 years I got in?
Poodle right here.
Next month, 19 years I got in the chair. So,
yeah. What is that?
Man, we talking peaks and valleys, ups and downs, and to see how far I've come and everything that I've been through, you know. So I'm at peace. I'm at peace with it. So to be honest, I wouldn't even, it's crazy. It might sound crazy. I know if they can't, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I wouldn't. Like she said, I'll let y'all try.
We'll see how it
goes. I'll be the last sitting at the chair. I'll be like, I'll use it on Monday. I'll use it once a week or something. Like, but yeah, I wouldn't even, like, I'm just good. I'm content. Like, I'm saying, like, it made me who I am. I'm saying, I feel like at the rate that I was going, like, we're talking 20 years ago, when I was, like, really outside, I was the lifestyle I was living, like, it was either jail, death, or this, you get what I'm saying? But if you, like, so if you take this away, and it, the rate I was going, I would have either died.
Lucky.
Yeah, the chair. Everybody's exactly. I know plenty of friends, like Friend said, I have so many friends. I guess that's one of the things that keep me going, because I just know, like, a lot of homies that have passed away, passed on, they would do anything just to even be in my situation. You get what I'm saying? Like, so with that being said, I'm at peace with my situation, and I'm good.
So
like,
you choose to think, your experience.
Yeah, I choose this. Yeah, bro, it showed me, like, who people really are, how people view you. You get what I'm saying? I would have never knew the intent, their true colors. Everybody's on your team when you're winning, and when you're on your feet and you're standing up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody
challenge you because you beat them the fuck.
Yeah, everybody, right. But then when people feel like they got one up on you, you really see who they, you see their true colors, and it's like, oh, that's who you really are, dog. Like, wow, all right. So, you know, it showed me a lot. It really showed me a lot, but it also, like I said, made me who I am. And get, like, I don't think if I had been on my feet type lifestyle I was living, I don't think I became a model at the age of 40 something, 40 plus. Like, you know what I'm saying? Modeling and being in
commercial.
I did a lot. I'm doing a lot, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because of the chairs,
because of me just saying, yo, fuck it. Like, what do I have to lose? That's the, now that's the viewpoint, that's the perspective I have on life. Like, yo, dog, you already lost your leg. Like, what do you have to lose? You get what I'm saying? Like, you got everything to gain, nothing to lose and everything to gain. You might as well go for it. Like, and it's like, what, I'm in my 40s now? I just don't care. I don't give a fuck about anything, bro. I'm willing to try shit. Like, I'm just going out there. But before I just cared too much. When I was in, it's like I cared about my image, the image I had, and how people view me. Yeah, because I was, yeah, exactly. So
you have no control over that.
Yeah, yeah. And now I'm just, because of my injury, I just don't care now. Like because of all the UTIs and me laying up in the hospital all the time, all those nights by myself, and I'm just like, yo, when I get out of here, I can't wait to, like, just go on a trip. Or I just can't wait to just do like the randomest stuff. Like it could be small things. Like I remember just being in the hospital. And just looking out the window and seeing buses go by. Mind you, one thing I hated was I always hated buses, right? Because, like, I didn't have the patience. You know, the bus in New York City stops literally every block, right? And I remember just looking out of the window in the hospital bed, like, I'd give anything just to be on a bus right now and to not be here. You get what I'm saying? So, and that's my outlook on life, everything. So it's just like I'm more patient now. And it's made me a better person overall. You know what I'm saying? Like, it made me more considerate, more have more empathy for people. You get what I'm saying? Because of my situation. And so, yeah, I wouldn't change it for the world.
It made you a better
person. Me a better person, yeah.
I
so,
feel the same way.
Yeah.
And if you had the opportunity to walk tomorrow, what kind of emotions, what kind of... Nah. Oh, you hate them.
Nah. So, go ahead.
You
don't want those.
So what you say?
I'll take yours.
I mean, like, the stuff I've been doing, I'm doing everything, though. Like, for real.
You're doing more than people that...
Doing more, yeah. That's what I'm saying. What am I missing? Yeah. Like
fuck y'all niggas.
Only thing
I
still come through from the
only thing, yeah. It's just that now everything instead of doing it walking, I just do it my own way. Like yeah, that's it. I'm saying like I'm not missing out on anything. Like even talking about anything, bro. Sex? I'm a sex guru now.
Go look at episode 11. You see the splash.
Go to Pornhub. You see the kid up there. Walk. I'm running. I'm running in that thing.
It's crazy because I was literally telling my friends this other day. It doesn't make a difference. Like sitting down or standing up. Only thing the chair told me is that the people that used to look up to me couldn't wait to look down on me. And it's funny. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's physical. It's not even a mental thing.
Right.
Like
it's still a mental thing.
No, I'm saying they're physically looking down, but mentally they're still looking up. Do you get what I'm saying? Like they looking down so they feel like they could talk. They feel like they could talk and act a different way. You never had somebody switch up, like somebody that had never opened their mouth to you a certain way.
Yeah, sure.
But now, cause you in the chair, it's like, all right, you're talking a little differently now. Like I had people that I literally used to protect, you know what I mean? And now they feel so big and bad. And it's like, okay, that's cool, whatever. But at the same time, the wheelchair don't make me fear anybody. I feel like I get even more respect and I get more protected because of it. You know what I mean? And honestly, I'm really that bitch. I roll around like it too. So it's like like I said, Jesse, you go first.
Don't get me wrong, like I said, you get that shit in you first. Listen, like I said, it's hard to make the decision, but you see what I'm saying? Because the lessons this shit taught me is just it's just like, I don't you have to go through it. I gotta go. it's real shit. And I feel like, you know, this conversation is really needed because some people probably watch this like, yo, how the hell they would say, no, I'll take the chair over such and such. But that just show how, first of all, y'all had to go through a lot of trials and tribulations and get comfortable in your own skin to be up here saying that.
Listen to the years. 19.
Yeah.
About to be 19. Yeah. I just made 10.
Yeah.
You're about to make
9.
Yeah. Listen to the years and the difference. Like, we was not saying this
7, 10
years. I wasn't thinking like this 9 years ago. I didn't even want a wheelchair. Yeah. I'm like, why y'all giving me a wheelchair to leave the hospital? I wanted a walker. Like,
that just shows the power in the story within those years. Like, it just build up, make you stronger and stronger, right? And, you know, we could ask, what is one thing what is one thing y'all gained? Like, what is one thing that you feel like was like a plus? Like, that was like, was like a super, it gives you a superpower.
Wisdom.
Wisdom?
Knowledge.
Yeah, definitely wisdom, yeah.
I had to learn. What about you?
Me? I think, one thing I think this year taught me, I don't fear nothing. I'm not scared of shit.
Yeah, I'm not scared of
it's a humbling experience, but it's also very empowering at the same time. So it's just choices. You can choose to sit there and let something destroy you, something that was meant to destroy you, or you can let it build you, and you can let it make you into even somebody even stronger, get a tougher layer of skin and all of that. If I could change things about the chair, it would be my legs. I would want them to go back to where they were, like the, you know, the
muscles.
I don't like the muscle atrophy, the UTIs. They're annoying as hell. I want to drink as much as I want and then just deal with it. And like I said, pressure sores and stuff like that. I don't want to have to worry about them. I don't want to have to sit there and go like this every 5 seconds just so I don't get one. And what else would it be? I think, oh, and stairs, if the elevator breaks down.
That's the world problem.
Other than that, but people still carry me up. Yeah, like, I've been carried up flights of stairs, but nobody wants to sit there and be carried all the time. Well, I don't care. I'm a girl. Y'all guys, so y'all just different, but... If those are the things, those are the only really things that I would change. Mm. And if everything was just accessible in the world, can y'all make everything accessible?
That's the world.
Everything,
like, that's
the world.
That's it. That's it. Just make everything accessible because we're here and we ain't going nowhere.
Right, that's a fact.
And these damn chairs, make them a little bit more sturdier. Because it's hoopties.
Nah, that's, I mean, I feel like this was like very needed, especially for people that's newly injured, because it's like, you know, it shows that there's a goal, like there's a will. You
people
what I'm
always
saying?
Say they want to hang out with us. Like, y'all don't want to hang out with us. We ain't shit. We ain't shit. Y'all want to hang out with us? Nah, really.
You know,
hang out with yourself first and then come holler at us. Yeah, this the big league right here. We ain't for the
big
week.
Big wheels, the big steppers.
We ain't for the week.
Steppers.
Out of everybody, I'm probably the meanest one. Jesse and Lava the bougie ones.
I ain't bougie.
Jesse probably the nicest one.
Yeah, I'm nice.
Jesse the nicest one. Love is
the nicest. Love want to be on his shit. He be on his shit.
Love don't even go to wheelchair activities. Okay, Love go to the regular gym. He will not go to the physical.
Love don't think he the chair.
That's why he said this shit don't bother him. His legs still move if you watch the videos. I got one. Love got about two of them.
Love be standing up and pissing and shit.
That nigga walk at home.
But yeah, I think this was really needed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because every time people watch us, I'm like, oh my gosh, how can they just be doing this? And they think it could be a facade. But, you know, we do have our days. And this was like a long sure, story, you know, to get here.
Where we had a question.
So what was the question that was asked?
The question was, how do we deal with pain while recording? Because I guess you guys don't see those parts or whatever. So how do you deal with your pain?
So each spinal cord injury is so different. And every nerve pain is so different. I know you guys get spasms, but me, I get nerve pain 24/7. So it doesn't, like right now, I feel it in my legs. It feels like a burning sensation. Sometimes when it rains, it gets worse. So it never leaves me. And it's like very painful. And I just go through it. And I get spasms, but it's not like Frenchie and Lyle spasms. Like, you know what I mean? You guys come in spurts, right?
Yeah. So yours is all day?
Yeah, all day. But it doesn't come in spurts like that. I get the nerve pain on top of that. So, yeah.
How do you deal?
I don't know. I take pills and I just try to numb it out sometimes.
My boy said I do drugs.
Yeah. You need to get high, nigga.
Yeah. Sometimes I take that, but sometimes, you know, like, I just learn to. That's what I'm saying. This shit taught me how to be mentally strong because, like, right now I'm in mad pain, but you don't know that. I just blocked it out.
Yo, I caught a spasm as soon as I finished my little segment earlier when she started the French facts. I was in here, so rewind the tape
and look back.
As soon as she started the French facts, my ass was in here talking about I was hurt and I was going through. I was breathing hard heavily, but you know, sometimes I have to actually stop. Like, there's a couple episodes I actually stopped and we had a little break. Yeah, so like, we really go through it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so.
I've been dealing with the same pain for every day for 10 years, so you get used to it, but it still hurts. Like, it never gets old. Like, it's always new, you know what I mean? Like, that pain, the feeling of it, it's like, no matter what, it catches you off guard. Sometimes I can just be able to talk through it, especially since I had my baby, because there's times where I'll have my son on my lap and I'll be in the middle of the street, so I can't stop now because being in the middle of the street, you know what I mean? And then I got my baby, I can't let him go. So it's like, nah, I really gotta just thug it out. So I really learned to just thug it out. Like, I'll be in pain sometimes. If it's really bad, like you said, you'll see it. I won't stop because mine's are not as bad. But I will sit there and I'll be like, if you ever see me rubbing my leg, so I would say that, like, in the part that you do have the spasm, just massage it, you know, try to like rub, like, whatever way the pain is coming. So if the pain is coming up like this way, like, rub it the opposite way. That helps for me. And then some people elevate in their legs and stuff, or rub your
smoke weed.
Rub your back, because this is the problem is in your back. It's not even the spasms come from wherever you got injured at. it's like the swelling around the tissue comes up. So that's what happens when the weather changes and different things like that, the environments, and if you're sick or something like that. So just massage where you were injured at.
Exercise.
Do well. Eat healthier. And go to the bathroom. Your bowel program and bladder program has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, a lot of times before we start the show, I'll make sure I use the bathroom. If I don't, then my spasms will go be going crazy. Yeah.
And when I need to get constipated, when I know I'm backed up, that's when my nerve pain is getting worse. Like, it just,
that's when I know I got it.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's the real thing. Like, so we do go through pain. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we mentioned the pain physically and emotionally. You know what I'm saying? So it's not, we're human. We want to show everybody we're humans, right? Now, so like, let's just wrap this up, right? You know, we always end this on a positive note, right? Which I want to talk about on a positive note. You know what I mean? We about to start a new year, 2022.
Oh yeah.
Make love, not war.
Okay. Make love, not war.
I don't know, man. 2022. I don't know. I'm just looking forward to it. I don't have anything. I don't know, man. We here. As long as
and we ain't going nowhere. So you should get to know us.
That's it. Bigger things. Look for bigger things, bigger projects. That's it. Bigger, next year we coming. I don't know. We need to pitch this thing.
And subscribe. Yeah. If y'all mess with us, going to click it is cool and stuff like that. But subscribe. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. Just subscribe. Click it. Like, if you really mess with us.
Fuck with us. Y'all need to get us on the big screen.
Share it. Like it. Like, help us. Because right now we're doing this for y'all. Like, this not helping us yet. You know what I mean? So just come on. Help us play out.
We're not benefiting from it. We're actually paying for this studio time to bring this to y'all.
Share. We're coming out of our little SS.
SSI.
Support is free. Stop saying that you love somebody and you mess with them. We're not asking you to buy anything. Right. We're doing this because we love to do it. We want to help advocate for the disabled community, but we also want to, you know, help every. We need more finances to help spread the word a little bit further.
Billionaires.
That's it.
I need a gold wheelchair.
We need to touch a billion. Yeah, I need a gold wheelchair too.
Pimp my ride.
I want diamonds. You can have the gold. I need some diamonds on my shit.
But yeah, and also we like to make sure to know that we are on other platforms too. So if y'all could leave an Apple review on the podcast on Spotify. Yeah, we on Google Podcasts. And there we got a lot of listeners on there too.
And Charlamagne, what's up? When you gonna take me out to dinner?
What they call
Bing Bong.
Bing Bong. Hey yo, what's up, baby?
Oh, more chestnut.
Take me out to dinner.
No, what's his podcast thing called? The
Black Effect?
Black Effect. What's up, baby?
We're the superstars right here. You
take me out to dinner.
Bing bong. All
right, but this is from the Phone Podcast. This is episode 13. Make sure you guys subscribe, like, and
Ayo,
share.
Ariana and Grande, come take a ride on the cycle.
You see the two dogs in your front yard? Just know where your stairs
going.
Fuck your life.